Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Sunday wraps up the 80th Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. Seth Tupper joins us today from the SDPB Black Hills Surgical Hospital studio with the latest. Seth, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Lori. Thanks for having me.
All right. I guess we better start with the top news, and we haven't talked about this lately, but bison are dangerous. A pretty serious accident for a woman in Custer State Park. Tell us what we know.
Yes, so the Custer County Chronicle, which is a weekly paper in Custer, broke this story, and according to their reporting and what Custer County Sheriff Marty McHaley told them, and also according to the video, which you can see if you search the internet for that, a woman got off a motorcycle along Iron Mountain Road in Custer State Park on Wednesday and was very close to a group of bison, was taking pictures of them, and apparently got too close to a calf and was charged by a full-grown bison. And the bison in the video, you can see the bison kind of hook the woman's pants and belt that she was wearing and swing her around violently across the road and down into a ditch. And then the woman came loose and the bison walked away. And according to the latest update we've seen, the woman was flown out for medical treatment, but apparently escaped serious injury because the bison hooked her in her pants instead of, goring her. And so the woman was very lucky and apparently escaped what could have been, some very bad consequences from that.
A couple things stand out to me from this video, and one is that there are plenty of people around her who want to help, who are trying to figure out how to help her, and there's really nothing they can do except wait. You see them kind of, trying to get closer and backing up, and it's a hopeless situation once the attack sort of began. This is not a new story. Unfortunately, we talk about it every year and we remind people, and yet people continue to decide that they want that photograph, and they get up to the bison and they're not paying attention and they're taking that picture. And you've reported on this in the past. Tell me a little bit about some of the other people who have been attacked through their own actions, really.
Yeah, especially in 2016, there was a spate of four people were injured by bison in Custer State Park, and they all had a common element with this recent attack, which was people just got too close. In one incident in 2016, a woman actually attempted to pet a bison on the head and was gored when she tried to do that. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I think there's a tendency for people that aren't familiar with bison is to view them as livestock or to view them as cattle or something, some kind of docile animal. But of course, they're not. They're wild animals and need to be treated as such. And even, if you grew up around cattle, you don't want to get too close to even a cow that has a calf, and a bison with a calf is even worse. So unfortunately, it's something that does happen. And, it's in Custer State Park, and it seems like every few years or every couple of years, there is an encounter between a person and a bison that doesn't go very well. And there are signs posted all over the park. I was just on the Wildlife Loop Road last week and noted, signs everywhere that said bison are dangerous, do not approach. But for some people, it just doesn't work.
Right. How close is too close? For people who are driving through and listening for the first time and they're headed to Custer State Park, how close is too close, Seth, from your experience covering these stories?
Well, you do see guidance, and I would defer to park officials on that, but I would say, at least you want to stay several hundred yards. I can tell you from personal experience hiking in Wind Cave this year, where they also have bison, we came upon bison on the hiking trail, and we swayed as far away as we possibly could up a hill into the forest to get around this bison and leave, perhaps 200 yards, 300 yards of distance between. And even then, my heart was pounding, just being exposed to, because the bison can run up to 35 miles per hour. And if they want to, if they feel provoked, they'll cover that ground, and you're not going to get away from them. So
there are many beautiful pictures to take. Maybe just don't take that one. Go on to the South Dakota Tourism Department has some gorgeous bison pictures that you can look at. Please,
these
don't.
People, and as you can see, they were absolutely too close. If you watch the video, they were close enough to toss a stone and hit a bison. And that's just way too close.
Yeah. What else do we know about the numbers and the accidents this year? You brought some tape with you as well.
Yeah, so an interesting trend, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but it's getting even more pronounced, is that traffic is, they count the traffic entering Sturgis with devices, and that traffic is lagging farther and farther behind last year, but the number of accidents continues to go up and stay ahead of last year's pace. And I talked to Trooper Jason Ketterling about why we would see maybe less traffic but more accidents, and here's what he had to say.
You know, when the roads are a little bit more open, people tend to drive a little bit faster, I think, as well, and which allows that to happen. As we've seen an increase as of today, an increase in four crashes, injury crashes of where we were at this point last year. We've seen 10 more non-injury crashes at this point in the rally than we did last year as well. So, you know, I think the less congestion out there on the roadways does play a factor into that.
And the actual numbers, I should add, on the traffic, it's only down 7%, and that doesn't sound like a lot, but because Sturgis is such a massive event, a 7% decline in traffic actually equates to 24,000 fewer vehicles entering Sturgis to this point so far in the rally.
All right. We will have a recap and talk about COVID-19 testing in the city of Sturgis after the motorcycles leave, and that's coming up on Monday. Seth Tupper, thanks so much for being here with us today.
You're welcome.